join us online as we stream. You can catch any of our services on Facebook, YouTube, or at www.rdci.info. We might not be able to gather in the building, but you can still get to church. Stream on Sundays at 7:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. Wednesdays at 12 noon and 7 p.m. And ladies, catch Women's Bible Study on Facebook, Fridays at 12 noon. Thank you for listening to the Direction for Life broadcast with Drs. Herbert and Marcia Bailey. We'd love to have you at any of our three campuses. In Columbia, join us at 3506 Broad River Road. If you're in Orangeburg, meet us at 990 Willington Drive. In Florence, join us at 1507 West King Avenue. For more information, including service times, visit rdci.info. We hope you enjoy today's broadcast. Today's message is Hearing God's Voice by Bishop Herbert Bailey.
And so what we're talking about is that the fact that God is always talking, but we're not always hearing.
Right.
And we're not always listening. So let's go back to our foundational scripture here, coming from where we have 1 Samuel, I believe, right?
1 Samuel, 3rd chapter.
1 Samuel. Here we go. 1 Samuel 3, starting at verse 4. And it says, the Lord called Samuel, and he answered, here am I. And he ran unto Eli and said, here am I. For thou callest me. And he said, I call thee not. Eli said, no, Samuel, I did not call you. Go lie down again. And he went and lay down. And the Lord called yet again. Samuel rose and went to Eli and said, here am I, for thou didst call. And he answered, I call not. Lie down, my son, and lie down again. Now Samuel did not yet know. This is so important. Verse 7. God is calling him. God is speaking to him twice. But Samuel did not yet know the Lord. So to know the Lord is to know his voice. To know the voice is to know the Lord. If you know the Lord, you know his voice. A lot of people think that they know the Lord because they know scripture. But you don't know his voice. And so he didn't really know God's voice. It says, Samuel did not yet know the Lord, neither was the word of the Lord revealed unto him. And the Lord called Samuel again the third time. And he arose and went to Eli and said, here am I, for thou didst call me. And Eli perceived. Yeah, I remember. See, you got to know the context. Context is that Eli's ears and eyes are dim. He's not really hearing God anymore. He's not really having an intimate relationship with God. He now has a religious experience with God, talking about what God used to do and what he used to do and used to say based upon tradition. But he's not having a current, active, interactive intimacy with the Lord. And so now he says, Eli says, I perceive that the Lord called you, child. Therefore, Eli said to Eli, go lie down, and it shall be. Now, this time when he calls you, say, speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. And Samuel went and lay down in his place. And the Lord came and stood. Wow. This time when he said, speak, now the Lord came and stood.
Ooh.
Now the Lord came and
That's
stood.
So good.
Once he said, Lord, speak. Now God said, now I'm going to have your attention. Now he came to where he was and stood. He wasn't calling him from a distance.
Right before him.
Now he's right before him. He came and he stood and called as other time, Samuel, Samuel. Then Samuel said, speak, for thy servant heareth. And the Lord said to Samuel, behold, I will do a thing in Israel at which both the ears of everyone that heareth it shall tingle. And what we go on to know about Samuel, once he started hearing God, he never missed God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Once he started hearing God, he never missed God, because the Bible says, wow, you know, as the prophet, God would speak to the prophet and the prophet speaks to the people. And the Bible says, wow, that not one word that Samuel ever spoke fell to the ground.
Right.
That means he didn't miss God. When God spoke and he spoke, you can know if he said God said it, God said it. Mm. Because not one word that he ever said, wow, fell to the ground. Now, it didn't start off this way.
Right.
But he had to grow into knowing and hearing and discerning the voice of God. And so, as we've been saying, I believe God's always speaking to us. Uh-huh. The problem we are, and we're not always listening, because sometimes we're so busy, we're listening to everybody else, we're listening to the news, we're listening to our own voices. We still got our, you know, we still got our mom in our head, we got our boss in our head, we got everything in our head and everything in our ears except what the Lord is saying. Mm-hmm. Okay, because the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 4:10 that there are many voices,
right,
in the earth. And so out of all the voices and all the languages, we need to know the voice of God. So we start giving you some steps to how to know the voice of God. Number one, we said you need to find your teacher. That's your pastor, the one that God wants you to be under, so you can be taught the word of God. We were listening to something on YouTube, someone teaching. And he said, the Bible said, how shall they hear without a teacher? Mm-hmm. The Bible also, all your children shall be taught of the Lord.
Right.
And all the, I remember what it, I think it was Philippians. He was saying, where Paul says, the things that you have heard, mm-hmm, and learned and received from me, do. Mm-hmm. And the God of peace will be with you. The things that you've seen, mm-hmm, and heard, mm-hmm, and learned. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How do you learn? How can you learn from me,
right,
unless you're taught by,
right,
me?
Right, right.
So Paul said, if you would just take the things that I'm teaching you,
yeah,
take my life example, uh-huh, take the things that I taught you and do them, the God of peace will be with you.
Right.
You know, it is so important to have ministry examples or life examples or mentors who have experience with God and success. And I don't just mean financial material success,
right, right, right,
but experience with God that you can see that they've heard God, obeyed God, and their life has fruit from it. With why the Bible said, follow those who have received, who through faith and patience have inherited the promises. So, you know, which was, I think I said this, did I say it last week? I'm seeing people. You know, I don't mean any harm, and this really, just y'all just need to know. Somebody 20 years old, you know, 25 years old, you sit in a couple classes, you get a certificate in life coaching. Can I tell y'all, when I was 25, I couldn't coach, and I couldn't coach nobody in life. Now I could tell you what the word says.
Right.
I can tell you what the word says, but in terms of having enough life experience to say how you do marriage or how you raise children. Which is why some things you heard me say, I said early on regarding raising children, that I had to go back and say, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say that. Okay? You know, I had told, you know, I remember when we started ministry, I said, yeah, whatever you hear your kids say, it's because they heard you say it.
Not so.
Until the school told us that my child said some stuff, and I knew he didn't learn that from us. Mm-mm. Now, he may have learned it from Aunt Dottie.
Yeah, but Aunt Dottie's not.
She around. Wasn't even around, right? Yeah. So he didn't learn it from us. And so, you know, in order to even coach someone in life, you got to have some life under your belt.
Right, right.
Okay? Got to follow who through faith and patience. So we said, number one, you need to find your teacher. How can you hear without a teacher? How can you preach except to be sent? Number two, follow to know God's voice. We spent a lot of time on this last week. That's based upon John 10:27, where Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice. I know them. They follow me. This gives the picture of relationship.
Right.
This gives the picture of regularly hearing, knowing, and discerning God's voice.
Right.
He said, my sheep hear my voice. I know them.
Right.
And they follow me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It says, this is comfort when you know the voice of God. It's comfort when you know God speaking to you. And when you know, as David said in Psalms 23, that he's your shepherd. So he'll cause you not to want. He's going to cause you to lie down in green pastures. He's going to lead you beside still waters. He'll restore your soul. He'll lead you in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And even if you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you have no fear, because you know he's with you. His rod and his staff, they comfort you. That comes from knowing God, knowing his voice, and having safety and security, and knowing that he's not going to lead you off a cliff. Going to lead you in paths of righteousness. So we say God, how will he lead you? We spent some time on this last week. He'll lead you step by step. So many times, God, when you start following and hearing God's voice, he's not going to lay everything out to you all at one time. He's going to lead you step by step, sometimes mile by mile.
Yeah, I'm chuckling because I'm laughing because I remember early on, you know, and being led by the Spirit of God and following his voice and learning to know his voice. Remember, I don't know if you even remember, when I first came to the Lord, I was always asking you the details. How come, you know, we always get the headlines. And I wanted to know the details of, okay, if God's going to send us here, what's going to happen in between here and there? You know, and he's like, it was such a hard and challenging thing for me to wrap my brain around, because I'm a planner. I think planning.
And most women are. Most women, brothers, you need to say, they want to fine print.
My God. But I never.
He said, we're going to make it. We're going to be all right. How?
And never found out how until we kept walking with God. You know, and I wanted to stop at the first step and say, okay, God, I'm here. So what's next? But until I kept walking with him, trusting him, that's when trust comes in.
Yeah.
You know, I trust God. I trust what you have said, and I trust you have nothing but good for me. Now, that was all a process.
Yeah, yeah.
I had to remind myself that.
You know, we walk by faith.
Yeah.
Not by sight. And we walk. We don't run. Mm-hmm. You know, you
or
can't
fly.
Leap or fly. You walk.
Yeah.
And how do you walk? You walk
step by step.
Skipping is not walking. Skipping is skipping.
I had no idea all that time. It's just clicking with me that whole process of walking step by step is getting you to learn his voice.
Yeah.
You know, it's like he's building something within you, that capacity to discern.
And I believe it's also to cause us to learn to trust him.
Yeah.
I got you. Just keep following me.
Right.
Just walk with me. I got you. I know you don't see everything. I know you don't have all the answers. But and you're, what we need to understand, even though we're trying to figure it out as we go, God is never trying to figure it out as we go.
Right.
He already has a plan for our lives. Okay. He already has a plan. We were laughing. I don't know why this has come up several times, but you know, when we were renovating our first building down there, down at 3801 River Drive. And I had brothers who were helping me. And then we met some other pastors. And then the other pastors heard about what we're doing. Mm-hmm. And these other pastors at that time, mm-hmm. they even came. They wanted to help me get our building together, what we're doing here. And there was only one problem. It was all in my head. So I had, we would have sheetrock, and so I remember one of our former head of us, who was going to be with the Lord, Brother Harriet. Brother Harriet, he said, Pastor, it might be good for you maybe to sketch something out. You know, if you sketch some, when you go to Lowe's or Home Depot, go get some more sheetrock, we don't just have to sit around here twiddling our thumbs, okay? Now, it was all in my head. It was all in my head. And as long as I was there in their presence, it was okay. Can I tell you, it's all in God's head what he's going to do with you. We just got to stay in his presence. And I know we don't know what the next move is going to be. We don't know how he's going to do it. But God said, just stay with me and trust I'm going to lead you in paths of righteousness for my name's sake. All right? Let's move on here today, because the next part, if we're going to really learn to discern and hear God's voice, you have to spend time in his presence. Now, I got a lot of scripture here I want to go over, but we're going to take our time, which means we may be on this point for a while here.
Okay.
But we have to learn to spend time in his presence. That's how you establish relationship. Okay. You know, sometimes people, you know, they start off over, you know, this happened a lot of times when you first go to college and stuff. Mm-hmm. You got a girlfriend before you go to college. got a boyfriend before you go to college. Then you go halfway around the country to go to college.
Uh-huh.
But when you go to college halfway around the country, your girlfriend ain't there.
Mm.
Your boyfriend ain't there.
Mm-hmm.
But who is here is Shaquita.
Somebody else.
It's Fuquan, and they right here on campus. Okay.
Accessible.
Okay. And so everybody can't do long distance relationships. Some of us, we trying to do this long distance relationship with the Lord. And it ain't working because you're not in his presence enough. And you know, sometime a long distance, be careful. Because during this time where our churches aren't open, having the services as we would regularly, you can just get a long distance relationship with the Lord.
Yeah, okay. So
easy. And your long distance is whenever you tune into YouTube.
Whenever.
Whenever you go back and watch the replay on Facebook.
Mm.
Okay. And then I'm checking with people, honey, and I'm asking as I'm talking to members and seeing members, you know, I'm always recognizing people's eyes.
You do.
We in the store. Everybody got masks on it, but I can look at it. I know my sheep, and I know the goats too. I recognize them by the eyes. And I'll call out to him, hey, and they'll look at him. Oh, hey, Bishop, how you doing? Then we get to talk, and sometimes say, you been streaming? I'm like, really? Now, I gave you a pass about coming to church, because that's always structured times, 7:30, 10:30, okay? But you can't stream, and then you can't even go back and watch? Are you that busy? And for some of us, the truth of them, and just because you stream, just because you come to church, still don't mean you have a relationship with the Lord. But can I tell you, your relationship with the Lord is not going to be enhanced or strengthened by you not being under the word,
right,
and staying connected with the brook that God told you to drink from.
Amen. Amen.
And staying connected to your man and your woman of God. You have to spend time in his presence. Mm. That's how relationship is established.
Right.
That's how intimacy is built, by spending time in his presence. So when we talk about spending time in his presence, we're talking about meditating. Mm. Meditating on his word. Meditating on him. Thinking of his goodness. We're talking about waiting on the Lord. Waiting in his presence. Sometimes waiting in his presence simply means, as I think about waiting in his presence, think about the scripture that we went over last week, and that was from Exodus. We ended with Exodus 24:12-16, where God tells Moses, come into the mountain and be there.
And be there. And be there.
And be there. And then he said, and I'm going to give you tablets, tables of stone. But he did not tell him how long he was going to be there before he was going to give him the tables of stone. And then, I don't believe it wasn't until the sixth day. So after being there 6 days, then God spoke. In the meantime, he had to just wait in his presence.
Yep.
Or how about this? Sometimes just waiting in that place of obedience. Sometimes you don't even feel like you're in his presence. But I know I'm in obedience.
Right.
Because
right.
He told me to be here. Right. I'm not feeling anything. I'm not feeling any tingles. I'm not feeling anything running down up and down my spine. But I know I'm where God told me to be.
Yeah.
I know I'm doing what he told me to do. And so sometimes waiting in his, that's so good. Waiting in his presence is not necessarily a feeling.
Mm-mm. This is so good, because sometimes for those of us, you know, you go to church and you're under the word, and many of us during this time, because you're not under the word as much as you used to be as far as coming in the house, you are might find gaps in your tingling, gaps in your... and feeling excited, and you think, oh, well, I need to go tune into somebody else to recreate this tingle. Mm. But what God's trying to get you to a place of developing a discipline and waiting on him. That's why sometimes people just church hop, because you're trying to reproduce only God can create.
It's the same thing that happens in marriages.
Same thing.
It's the same thing. People think because I'm not feeling what I felt when I first saw you.
Right.
That I've fallen out of love with you, and then everybody else starts looking attracted to them.
Right.
And that's not maturity. And we even have to be mature in our relationship with God.
Right.
That it goes beyond a feeling.
Right.
You know, I really feel sorry for all the churches and all the people went to churches who their whole relationship with God was based upon a shout and a feel at the church.
Mm.
That's how they knew how to relationship with the Lord.
Yeah.
You know, there's an old song of the church we used to sing when I was a little boy in Baptist church. You sing a song that said, every time I feel the Spirit moving in my heart. I will pray every time I feel the Spirit moving in my heart. I will pray. And as I got older and more mature in my relationship with the Lord, I realized you can't wait for a feeling to pray. Prayer got to be a matter of discipline.
Right.
Prayer, Jesus says men ought always to pray. And not when you feel. And some of us, we watch this. You got to be in a disciplined relationship with the Lord. You praise when you don't feel like it. Mm-hmm. You say thank you when you don't feel like it. Watch this. Now I'm going deeper. Some of y'all can't get this. Sometimes we come to church, we dance when we don't feel like it.
That's right.
Say, what? I thought every time you dance, you fit. No. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you dance and remind the devil, even though I don't feel like it, God's still good. Even though you're trying to oppress me with depression, I'm still going to dance. I will dance. I will praise. I will say thank you. I will say hallelujah. Paul said, I will pray in the Spirit and pray with my understanding. That means it's an act of my will. I'm not waiting for something to come over me. I'm not waiting for electricity. I'm not waiting for a shock. It's an act of my will. And when you have a relationship with the Lord, certain things you do because he's your father and you're his child. That's it. He's your father. And you know the show that I watch during the day, you say it's a very boring show. 25 words or less. Okay, it comes on in the mornings. Okay. And exciting Meredith Vieira is the host of the show. But today it really moved me. It really moved me because the young lady who won, at the end, they got to give clues within these certain amount of words. And the celebrities have to help them guess the clue. They get and say the word. And they get $10,000. But on 25 words left, no one goes home without empty handed. So today, you're going to get a subscription to Macro House Coffee. Anyway, but I digress.
This
young lady happened to be a black young lady, and she was from Detroit. Mm-hmm. And they always ask, if you win the money, what are you going to do with the money? And she says, well, my mom has lived in the same house that I grew up in. She said, I'm from Detroit. She says, and if I win this $10,000, I'm going to buy my mom. I'm going to get my mom a new kitchen, renovate her kitchen. Uh-huh. And so everybody clapped. And so when she won, most people were like, ah! She said, and she just started crying. And everybody started crying. She said, because I'm finally able to do something for my mother. It was so moving. You see, everybody, she was so excited to win $10,000 so she can do something for her mother.
That is awesome.
Okay. Some things you do just because he's your father. Mm. Certain things you do for your mother just because she's your mother. There is no rule that say you got to renovate your mama's kitchen. If her mama been there all her life, she probably ain't even thinking about it. Right. She's probably so used to it. Mm-hmm. But because of relationship, that's what I'm trying to get you to see. See, we're trying to get you to have relationship with the Lord. So you don't do it because you have to. You do it because you want to.
Right.
I don't give because I have to. Right. But because God's been so good to me and he gave his son for me and he gives me life, health, and strength for me to give back, I want to give back to him.
Right. Amen.
That's relationship. And as you spend time in his presence, you develop relationship. I'm not talking about just praying because you have a need. I'm not talking about doing speed prayers on the way out the door. I'm not talking about just running down your confessions because you want a new car. Or giving God your list of all the characteristics of the perfect husband that you believe in God to give you. Okay? And hopefully it ain't to replace the current one.
That's so good.
Okay?
That's so good.
I'm talking about having relationship
That's
with
so
the Lord
good.
Because of who he is.
Right. And you know, as an intercessor, you know, you're always praying and interceding for people, places, and things. Mm. And so if you're not careful, that's all the type of praying wow. you will do. And mm. you can find yourself, if you're an intercessor, and then you wrestle yourself with doubt whether you're knowing God's voice mm. or hearing God's voice, the clue is that, you know, the key is that you got to spend that time in the presence of God so you can eradicate your own personal insecurities with your hearing. And you say, well, I'm praying. Sometimes people say, well, I spend a lot of time in mm. prayer. You can spend a lot wow. of time in prayer and not know the voice of God. God wants us to have a relationship have with us.
Relationship.
And Jesus said, you know, he said, I call you friends. Mm. And so God wants us to grow in our friendship with him. And if you think about it, I mean, I have people that I'm friends with, and then I'm an association with, and then there's people that I see, then I, you know, they think they're friends, but all they want to do is dump. And mm. then when it comes time for me to share what's on my heart, I got to go. So they never learn the depths of who I am because all they want is this one-way relationship. And God is calling his people into a place of a two-way relationship that we've been dumping on him for years. He said, now I want to share some things about the things you dumped on me about. But if you just stop a minute and just stay still a minute and be okay to be in this space a while until your ears are tuned to me, because I would tell you some things about
something.
Yeah. Making the right decision about anything requires us to hear God's direction for our lives. In uncertain times, it's a necessity that we hear God clearly. In this timely series, Bishop Herbert Bailey and Dr. Marcia Bailey break down the importance of hearing God's voice and spending time in his presence. To order this message, call 877-798-5433 or go to www.rightdirection.info. Just ask for Hearing God's Voice. If you are in our area, come join us at one of our three locations. In Columbia, South Carolina, Sunday morning worship is at 7:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. Wednesday Bible study is at 12 noon and 7 p.m. Friday women's Bible study is at 12 noon. Our worship center is located at 3506 Broad River Road in Columbia. In Orangeburg, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Trey and Katie Brave for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 990 Willington Drive in Orangeburg. In Florence, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Dwayne and Denise White for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 1507 King Avenue in Florence. Please email your testimonies to praisereports@rightdirection.info or letters can be mailed to P.O. Box 21672, Columbia, South Carolina 29221. Please consider partnering with us or send a one-time financial gift. For more information, visit our website at rightdirection.info or call us toll-free at 877-798-5433. Right Direction Ministries, empowering people and changing generations.